afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the set of The Tanya Joy Show. We are so glad to see you here today. As always, thank you for joining. Now, before we get started with the show today, I want to do a few things. One, I want to remind you of this QR code. This is the easiest way to find me. So take your phone out or take a screenshot, whatever. Snap a picture of that so that you know where to find me. You can check out the website. As I've said, it is all revamped. You can find out stuff about singing, my acting, who I'm hanging out with, where I'm going. You're going to be able to find all that on the website. So please go over to tanyajoy.tv and subscribe over there. And I promise you're not going to be inundated. I don't even have email set up yet. So you're not going to be hit with anything. But if you would subscribe, it would allow me to see who's watching, who's interested, all of those kinds of things. So I would love if you would please help us out by doing that. Also, wherever you're watching right now, if you're on Rumble, Clout Hub, Bless News Network, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, Twitter, I don't know, hit the subscribe button over here. Hit the subscribe, the bell, the thumbs up. That helps with the algorithms. I don't like algorithms, but it's the way it works nowadays. So if you subscribe, it will really help bring this show up to the top so that other people will see it. And the whole point of all the things that I do here is to just get the word out about the truth, about what's going on in Hollywood, what are people doing around the country. You know, these are the topics that we talk about. So we are excited for today's show. I've got a friend named Miriam Shaw, and her and I got to meet actually at, I think, Clay Clark's office maybe a year ago. And she is another podcaster and she knows what this world is like. And so we're going to just have a really candid conversation today about what it's like to be a woman, to be a woman in podcasting, to be a woman in journalism, in this whole new realm of whatever it is we are in now, and what that's really like behind the scenes. Because sometimes it looks one way out there and it's really something very, very different behind the scenes. So you're going to enjoy today's show, I believe. Be sure to send this out to a few of your friends before we even get started so that other people will get to see the content. All right. So we are glad to have you. Oh, and I want to tell you also really quickly about our sponsor for today's show. As I mentioned in the last few shows, go over and check out the free video series. iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. They're free. Check them out. Some more stuff's going to be coming about that. All right, hang tight. Welcome to the Tanya Joy Show. I'm Tanya Joy, and we will be right back.
Okay, well, we weren't
shocked. Over again. So welcome back to the show. You as well. I'm so excited to have you both on the show. And I know we had such good feedback and reception.
General Flynn, what an honor.
Joshua tracked me down in a big tent of about 4,000 people.
How are you?
I am doing so great. Hello, everybody. Thank God I am wonderfully great.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Because what is prayer?
I'm just Julie. You know what I mean? And
I'm thrilled to be here with the two of you.
Me too. It's
like, and that's who these crazies, these evil ones.
It is. You said it right. Good job.
Perfect. All right. We are the Gibson sisters. We are so excited to have them on with us on Resistance Chicks today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise. These people that get higher up, sometimes I've thought,
these are glory days and not gloomy days.
Like, I love that.
it kind of works.
What's awesome about the tour is people like you.
Good.
I love the applause. That's cool.
There we go. Hi, Joy. Everybody, welcome. We are so excited. You ready to get the show on the road? Let's go. Hi, everybody. Despite open borders, staggering grocery and gas prices, and all of the talk of war, there is a miraculous revolution of health taking place across America. And that's because your body is a miracle machine, fully capable of healing itself. That's why we're here today to help you and your body do miraculous things and regain your optimum health. So now is the time for you to learn about the Magic Dycol family of products, the NanoSoma liquid spray, the Metasomer topical gel, and the Metasomer telomerase natural skin cream. Join the revolution of wellness and take back your health by signing up for our free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Now you can watch our free video series and learn how to take your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. That is iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. Imagine you can unleash the power of your own body to restore itself. When the Magic Dicol products trigger the nuclear receptors in your body to take care of you in ways you have never even imagined. So go log in now at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy. All right, everybody, welcome back. Let me bring Miriam on in. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? So great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. This has been so fun. I was trying to think, was it like a year ago that we met the first time?
It was. It was in Clay's office and we had just started and we just had deer in the headlights. Like, what have we agreed to do?
Right.
And you were so kind and so gracious and showed us the ropes and calmed us down and just let us know that it was normal to be a little bit overwhelmed and that it would be okay. And so, yeah, it was about a year ago in Clay Clark's office.
So now you're almost to your 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, we started, I had a mom friend with me who started with me and then she had some family health issues. And so she had to bow out, but it was easier to start when you have a friend at a partner time. Yeah. So we didn't know really what we were doing, except we said yes to what we felt was God calling us to do that. And then you were so gracious to just, you know, show us the lay of the land and to know that being overwhelmed a little bit is normal and it was going to be okay.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad that, you know, we're all in on this together. So it's like this world, when I started, it was 2021, May of 2021. And I did not know, like we were talking about this backstage. I didn't know how to run Zoom. Like I remember the first, and this was a crazy story. I was scheduled to, I was on some other person's podcast and it was like a live conference or something. And so I was like, okay. And they wanted me to share my testimony. And so I was like, okay, how do I get on? You know? And so I went and did that. Out of that, met this other woman who was getting ready to start a network. And the whole network was going to be focused on having different people running their own shows, talking about healing and abuse and what it's like as a woman to get out. And it was very notable, wonderful. I mean, definitely topics I agree about. Well, I signed a contract and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I just was moving by faith, you know? And at the time, I was supposed to provide one show a week, 30 minutes long. And I was scared to death. Like, how am I going to find enough things to do one 30-minute segment a week? Like, are you crazy, you know?
I remember. Yes.
There were times now that, like, during the holidays that I was doing two shows a day, 5 days a week. Like, how in the world? But anyway. And so anyway, then it got changed and I felt like, because I really like to follow what the Lord shows, you know what I mean? It's like very important and you're that way too. And I felt like the Lord said, you can't be doing it this way. And I already had the first guest lined up, which was Amanda Grace.
Oh,
which I don't know why or how she said yes. I messaged her through Facebook Messenger and she said yes.
Oh my goodness. That's
she was my very first guest. And then from there, you just stumble through it. And so share your journey. Like, what was the first few things like?
Oh goodness. So initially when I felt like the Lord was saying to do that, you know, there's a grassroots effort here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, an organization called Women for Tulsa. And so I started getting involved in that. And it was really exciting because I remember, you know, in 2021 in January, I was like, oh, what can I do to make a difference? And I think sometimes when we don't know what to do, we almost feel overwhelmed and almost paralyzed because we just don't have any ideas. And we think we're not going to be able to go to Washington to change anything there. And we think, what can we do? And so I think just getting involved locally in your organizations, I guess, you know, you could do Moms for Liberty if you're a mom, but there are local organizations that we can get involved in. And it really helps because it makes you realize that just one voice can make a difference. And so I joined some mom friends and did that and went to some city council meetings. I actually was terrified, but I did this. I knocked on doors for somebody who was running for the Tulsa school board. And that was really terrifying, but it was really fun. You do it with a friend. And that's what I noticed, Tanya, is that when you do this together, whether it's with family or with friends and you join in and you make a difference together, it is really, really cool. Kind of like, you know, my son and I will volunteer downtown and we'll feed the homeless and do things like that together. And it's really, really bonding to do these things together. And it's exciting and it's fun. And so it just kind of organically started with that and feeling like, you know, you're wanting to make a difference. You're wanting to help our city and our country. I mean, General Flynn, as you know, his famous quote is local action makes a national impact. And I remember hearing that from Aaron Antis. I called him in January and I said, Aaron, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to save our country? And he said, well, General Flynn says local action makes a national impact. And I thought, I am a mom. I'm busy. I'm momming it to the best of my ability. Like, I don't really have, you know, time to run for mayor, nor am I qualified to run for mayor. But I do know, Tanya, and as you do too, God is so faithful. When you pause and you ask the Holy Spirit, what would you have me do with my talents, my time, my treasure, my talent? What would you have me do? And I will tell you, podcasting was not even on the radar. I had never really even listened to a podcast until maybe 21. I think 21.
So funny. I totally am the same. I did not even know what a podcast was.
No.
Like, I still sometimes will say, well, I run a podcast, but I don't know if that's really what it is, because there is a video to it and it's kind of like a show, more of a talk show. And I know. I still am trying to figure that one out, quite frankly. I still don't listen to them. I don't listen to podcasts ever. I very rarely listen to other shows. I don't listen to my own show. Like, I'm like, I'll have people send me shows all the time. You probably get this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch. I don't know how Clay has time to watch that.
Oh.
Unless someone tells me go to 10 minutes and 2 seconds, then I'll do it. But if they don't tell me, I'm like, I don't have time to put on an hour show.
Well, yeah. And if you're doing like the holidays, doing 2 shows 5 days a week, I mean, that's just a lot of work.
It's insane.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about too, Tanya, is that I believe sometimes when we think about, like, when I heard about podcasting, I was like, oh my gosh, like that sounds like so much time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to miss out, you know, things at home and with my family and my son and, you know, his activities and stuff. I just don't want to miss any of that. And so, you know, when you start anything, it can be overwhelming and it's all new and, you know, the learning curve is like, you know, vertical line. It's just, just really a lot. But what I felt like the Lord was talking about was balance, and that, you know, you think about the, you know, 5 loaves of bread, the 2 fish, and how God multiplied that. And he said, what do you have? Bring to me what you have and I will multiply it. And I think sometimes when we hear from God about, you know, a different call or whatever, and we feel like we have to do that in our own strength and multiply on our own, and we have to, you know, make it something, you know, great. And it's like, you know, if God's called you to do a podcast and you do 1 show a week or 1 show a month, and that's what he's called you to do, he's going to multiply that. And I think that's so important to take the weight off and the responsibility off our own shoulders and really put it on God's shoulders, because that he's meant to carry that, because it's his call on our lives. And you've heard the saying, you know, he doesn't necessarily call the equipped, but he's called.
I love that. I think that's such a great point too, for people that may tune into this one and be considering, because there's a lot of people, I don't know if you have this happen to you, but I end up with a lot of people that do reach out and they have felt called to start some sort of a podcast or a posting. You know, maybe it's just posting on social media certain times. This is kind of part of this new world we're in, right? It's just, it's been interesting for me because I'm doing this podcast and I've pulled way back. I'm only doing 3 shows a week at this point, because now all of a sudden this other area where I'm really more gifted is opening up in this acting world and singing world. But the interesting thing is that all this preparation through the podcast has actually prepared me to be ready to have gone into this other world and opening up. And so it's like you were saying, you know, God prepares us. And sometimes, so if people, and I'm going to bring this back to what I started with, I promise. But, you know, sometimes those skills that we're learning through something isn't even going to be exactly for what we're doing in that moment. It's for something else down the road. And when we are obedient and say yes, it's just, it's wonderful, because then you get to walk in the journey and the destiny he's actually called you to. Bringing that all back around, for if someone is watching this and they're going, I feel called to kind of do that, this is why we're having this conversation, so that you can hear, you know, from 2 different women, we didn't know what we're doing. I still barely know what I'm doing. Like, I would not claim to know what I'm doing at this point. And we're just learning as we go. And sometimes that can be scary and it can be very frustrating. There have been many days that I've been like, I want to throw this out the window. I do not want to do this. I do not want to do this interview or whatever it might be. But that I have found is kind of a greater journey that God has us on of obedience, of discipline. And in the days that we're in, we need that. Like, if we're not learning how to be obedient, even when we don't understand, and even when it's scary, it could be dangerous. You know, like we're in crazy days right now. So anyway, all of that to say, I loved that point that you made. What has it been like for you as a female getting into this? Because it is kind of heavily dominated by men, like most areas, you know, which is fine. But what has your experience been from that side of things?
Yeah, I will. And you and I talked about this backstage, but I think for me, one of the most challenging things has been the technology side of everything. I mean, I will tell you, if I would have known what I would be doing before, if God would have said, yes, you're going to be editing your own shows, you're going to be like, I can't use Photoshop. Like I wanted to use Photoshop, but I didn't even know how to do, you know, the Premiere Pro editing and all these things. If you would have told me that you'll be doing that in a year, you will not be looking like I literally, when I started, you know, when you see these pilots with all their information, all these guidelines they follow and they use it every single time and they have it memorized, but they use it every single time. Well, that's what I had. Like I had step one, step two, step three.
Yeah.
And the Lord just said, just follow it. Just read the directions. You've got this. And so it's just funny. I think if the Lord showed us in full what we would be doing, we would probably be scared out of our minds and say, yeah, I'm not doing that. No, thank you. You got the wrong girl. And really I felt like that. Like I just didn't realize all the editing and the things like that would be required of me. But I will just say, Tanya, as you know, God is so faithful. I mean, he is just faithful. As you just say yes to him, he'll bring along people to help you. And that's where he put me, is in a place where I have people to help me. And so, you know, you still have to do the work, but he supports you through it. And so I just think that's so important to, you know, really trust the Lord and know that when he calls you to do something, he's either going to equip you or equip you through bringing along people beside you to help you. But man, I'm so glad he didn't tell me I was going to be editing my own shows, because that would have been a deal breaker for me. Just saying.
Oh, tell me about it. I completely understand. I've gone through now the interesting thing before I say that is that, so you're like 1 year in, I'm at like the 3 year, almost the 3 year mark. The 1 year was when like I started to see, well, maybe a year and a half, I started to see kind of a swell starting, right? And I started to see the numbers going up, and that was very exciting because that gave me the kind of hope to keep going. Like, okay, I can make it through another day because I got 10 new subscribers or whatever, or somebody saw the show and they made a comment or, you know, something that just encouraged you, right? Whereas now I'm at a space where like, I love editing. It's like actually my favorite thing to do. I would edit video. One of my favorite things is to spend a day, because now that I've learned to do it, I have edited my own like acting demo and singing demo and all these things that I would have had to pay somebody thousands of dollars to do. If someone told me, I would have been like, yeah, no, not a chance. Now I've got like, I started with like the very basic version. Now I've got a paid version. And now I'm like, ooh, I want to throw this in. Ooh, I'm going to download this video and stick it on top. I wouldn't like what, you know, like I'm not a video editor kind of a thing, but now I love it. I enjoy it. Now it's like a creative, fun outlet. And so it's cool how God does that when we just are willing, because like you said, this was a calling. It's not like you set out to be like, I think I'm going to be a podcaster. Usually somebody goes, I feel like I'm supposed to start talking. I feel like I'm supposed to share stuff. I'm supposed to highlight the important things, whatever the reason, whether it's scripture, you know, I'm supposed to do Bible study online, or whether it's patriotic, whether it's standing up against the woke cultures, we all kind of have our own different lanes that we are in. But when we say yes to that, God will just open the floodgates and you'll be shocked by the things that you learn and shocked by the fun of it eventually, you know, like it actually turns into something fun. Now there's still things I hate, like I hate uploading. You have to do that?
No, I don't.
So that's lucky. Uploading is I hate that. Like, because I'm the type of person
consuming?
That
is that why?
What's that?
Because it's time consuming, is that why? Or
because it's time consuming and because I don't like touching things more. Like, I don't like having to touch things so many times. So that's been my hardest thing to film, like to find the right rhythm, I guess. So for me, I only film on Tuesdays now. That's my film. That's the day I'm in the studio. I get everything set up and I just film. You know, there were some days where I've done 8 shows. That's nuts.
Wow.
It made my brain hurt. And so I've had to learn. I've had to learn as I go what's best, you know, is that too much? Because what was happening is I wanted to be with my family and I'm a single mom on top of it. So I have to do other things to help make income. You know, there's all these other variables. And so I ended up changing, going, I'm just filming on Tuesdays. I'm only doing 3 shows now a week. That's it. 3 filmings. And then I've got 3 shows for the next week ready to go. But these are all things we have to walk through and learn and figure out. And so if someone's new to this, like, give yourself the grace, figure it out, let yourself figure it out. Like how you said, if you feel called to it, and you just feel called to do 1 a week, then just do 1 a week, but be consistent and be obedient and keep doing it. You know, what has been like your favorite thing about doing the podcast?
Oh goodness. I have so many favorite things. 2 things. First of all is, and I'm so humbled by this and it's hard to even believe it when people say it, honestly, but when people see an interview and it just blessed them, whether it's, I have a pastor on or a doctor who talks about things that you can do with your diet or, you know, just some non-pharmacologic supplemental ways to heal your body and their body is better. And they share that. I mean, that is such a blessing to feel like that you were just a conduit for the Lord and a doctor, a naturopath or even a medical doctor, you know, to minister and to help, you know, bring hope and health to somebody's body. I mean, that's such an honor and it's just the Lord, but you're just a conduit, like a hose, and he brings in the water through, you know, your guest on the show or what have you. And you're just kind of a connecting point, but that's really exciting to see people's lives changed, whether it's with that or with information of any kind. And so, and when people will comment and share things at how that show is a blessing and helpful to them, that's so encouraging. And that's really why we're here, right? So that is really cool. And then secondly, I have just so enjoyed meeting fellow patriots and Christians who just love the Lord. I mean, like meeting you and so many others. It's just been such a great, great honor. And just to get to interview even people like Dr. Peter McCullough and people of that nature, or Kash Patel, and these people who genuinely love our country and love the world and love humanity and are trying to save humanity. It's just been such a blessing. And so I really enjoy meeting the people too. That's been really fun. How about with you? What have you liked?
Yeah, that, you know, I would say that's probably the same. I think the new friendships and the new, you know, I mean, I have a completely different set of friends pretty much today compared to 4 years ago, 3 years ago when I was in corporate America. It's just a whole different world. And, the hardest is I hate that we're all separated in different spots of the country, you know, because half these people, I'm like, I want to go hang out with you guys, you know, right. Like, let's go out on a Friday night. You know, that's been the hardest thing is we get to meet all these great people and we're all remote, you know, we're all at these different spots. But yeah, it's fun. And I think, you know, there are a lot of women that are the voice, right? There are a lot of mama bears. There are a lot of things like that right now. But it's fun to kind of be that person in the journalist space. And it's just very different, right? I mean,
I'm telling you what it is. I interviewed Eric Metaxas the other day and I was like, who am I to interview him? I am a mom. I don't have any degree in journalism. I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. I'd like to at some point, but I'm not. And you just feel so ill-equipped and inadequate to do that. But then you think of David killing Goliath. I mean, right. And you mentioned this, Tanya, about how God uses our past experiences and will use that to prepare us for something we don't even know that's coming down the pike. And I think of David in that manner, that he killed a lion and a bear. And then he looks at Goliath and he just gets 5 stones. I mean, just no armor. I mean, all of it is so illogical and unnatural, but again, to God be the glory. Yeah. And so I see that happening in this situation. And I think about Romans 8:28, where it says all things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And God uses all of our experiences, good and bad, to teach us and to use it to glorify him and bring glory to his kingdom.
I love that. Yeah, I completely agree. It's such a humbling thing to kind of be in this place at this point in history and this point in time and to be a voice. It still always blows me away, similar to what you were saying when somebody says, you know, oh, I saw your show last week. Cause I don't go back. Like when I edit them very quickly. So I don't like sit through the whole thing. And sometimes I'll go back for, you know, certain shows that as I'm listening to my guest, I'm like, whoa, I got to go back and re-listen to this one. But it's so humbling. And it does, it's sort of like, I sometimes like want to laugh and be like, right, how in the world, how did I get here? Like, I don't understand this at all. And it's fun. It's fun. It's exciting. I love, like you were saying, I love when I see somebody who heard a guest and as their life has changed, or they, you know, are encouraged to get in the word more, or they're, you know, they, I don't know, whatever it might be, that they're just impacted by it. That is such a good feeling, because that's why we're doing this. Like,
right,
we're not, I'm not doing this so that I can become famous. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not looking to be on Fox News. Like, that's not why I'm doing this, you know? So it's really cool when you see that our fruit is enjoyed, or, you know what, I don't know what to say. Yeah. Like,
and I want to say that it's not just about what we're like, we're a conduit for, but really what I receive as well from the friendship and the guests. Like, so I brought this to show you. So Amanda Grace has the same Bible. It's called the Founder's Bible. And Aaron Antis originally told me about it, but it's from the Wall Builders. You can go to wallbuilders.com. And all throughout the Bible, it has various history lessons in here about, you know, people that either I don't remember or I wasn't taught about in school. And so, and I just think about, it's the people that, like, that has been such a blessing to me. And I wouldn't have known about it without, you know, these divine connections that God has put in my life. And so just as much as I'm excited to be, you know, a humble conduit, you know, totally inadequate, I also just so love what I learn and receive. Yeah. Like, I've read so many books because I want to read a book before I interview somebody. And usually I'll read the whole thing. Sometimes I get through three quarters of it or whatever, but I've learned so, so much in the last year, just preparing for an interview and researching. Mm-hmm. And that's really been fun. I didn't know that I would really love it as much, but that's, I just love what I'm learning along the way as well.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? I've had a couple of people send me books to be like I had somebody recently send me a book asking if I would review it. I was like, I don't know if, I don't really know if I know how to review a book, but I'd be happy to read it. Like, you know, and so they sent it and it's an amazing book. And when I get done with it, I'm totally going to have them on my show. It's an amazing book. And it's a fictional story of Hosea.
Oh,
but set in a modern day, like, so it's like Hosea, like if it was modern, it's done so well. And it's like an actual novel. It's not, I mean, it's brilliant.
I'd love to read that.
Yeah. I'll make a note. I'll send you the name of it. I forget, even the whole title is terrible. I'm so sorry to the writer. It's so phenomenal. And I don't even know how he found me, but again, that's what happens. God just, when you just say yes, like, I guess maybe that's the whole crux of this show, is if you feel like the Lord is calling you into something, we just want to encourage you to say yes. Absolutely. Like, we happen to both be in this podcasting world, like, whatever, how do we got here? I don't know. But you might be somebody who is called to government. You might be someone who's called to run for mayor, or maybe I have a lot of local people on who are running for city council and school board and all of these things. And I love it and I support it. That's not really, like, I can't do that. You know what I mean? But I can do this. I could have them on the show. You could have them on the show.
Yes. Yes.
So it's so good. Like, figure out what God's calling you to do and do it. Just get involved somewhere.
Yeah, there's a reason why they have the motto, just do it. Because, you know, one, yes. And I, as you were talking, I was thinking about when you look through the Bible, there's so many examples of inadequate people. I mean, one that immediately comes to mind is Moses. And he said, Lord, I'm a stutterer. And he's like, I'll bring you Aaron.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, Jesus being born in a barn and like in hay, like a trough, like a feeding trough, like who, he's a king. And it's just like opposite world with God, you know? What I love about that is that if he were to use somebody who's super well equipped and polished and which he does do that, but I think, boy, he gets so much glory when he uses a single mom or another mom that has no background in any of this. And we were just talking about that backstage. I mean, zero background, but yet there are different things that we did in our past that help us a little bit at this and the other things we need to learn. But I'm just so impressed with the anointing of God when you say yes to him and his ability to multiply what you bring, all he asks, like when Jesus with the feeding of the 5,000, he said, you go get them something. And he said, what do you have? And so they brought to him what they had. And I think there's a reason why that's in the Bible, not just to, you know, glorify Jesus and his ability to do miracles, but also to look at the disciples and to see, oh, when he multiplied what they had. He didn't multiply loaves and fish out of the thin air. They brought to him what they had, and he
I love that. I love that. That's such a great image for people. You bring the things you've already got, like whatever you have, you know, if, like the little drummer boy, all I have is to play a drum for him. So that's what you bring, that you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Like he doesn't even say come with all the faith in the world. He goes, do you have something as tiny as a mustard seed? Yeah, I have that much faith. Okay, perfect. Then bring it. I mean, that's such a beautiful picture. Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Where can people find your podcast and when do you do your podcast?
So I don't do it at a certain time, but I do about 3 a week. I was doing 5 a week. And then when my co-host quit, I had to, you know, do the balancing act, kind of like you know, you did keep going and then you might see some things shifting. And so I do about 3 a week and I'm on all streaming platforms. Rumble is my favorite just because there are certain shows I can't upload to some of the other platforms because, you know, of censorship and things like that. So I try to steer people to Rumble. And then you can see all the guests I've interviewed. You can go to Rumble through my website too at momsonamission.net. Momsonamission.net. So you can go there and see, like, I've interviewed Kash Patel, Laura Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough.
Wow, you got Laura Trump?
Well, I was in the right place at the right time. God is really good about that.
That's amazing.
To Tulsa to speak at Jackson Longmire's church. And so I was so honored to get to meet her and interview her. She's just an amazing human being and she loves the Lord. And it's just so, it was such an honor to get to speak with her. So, and I just love the gamut with Moms on a Mission, that it's not just, you know, one that medical or education or the spiritual component. It just is, you know, a balanced approach and look at all of the issues that are affecting our world today.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. You've had some amazing guests. That is just so fantastic. So people can find, and it's Moms on a Mission on Rumble. That's the name, right?
Yes. Moms on a Mission. Mm-hmm.
And then if you're listening, go over and check out her website, momsonamission.net. So fantastic. It's so fun to get to know other women who are doing this, who love the Lord, who are just stepping out. And I think it's important. I think this show will encourage other women to kind of go, look, I mean, we were just two moms that are just doing our best. And we heard a call to do something. So we said, okay. And we stepped out to do it. And
I think it's important to say that it can be a little scary, but it's okay. God strengthens your knees and you just show some courage. And courage is not, you know, acting without any, you know, jitters and things like that. Right. It's just doing it anyway. And you might have a little bit of anxiety, but just push through and do it anyway. And then God, you know, he'll strengthen you and help you along the way.
Absolutely. I get on a stage to sing and I've been singing since I was 3 and train all the, you know, and I still get nervous.
Well,
every time when I get ready to go sing the national anthem, I am like shaking every single time. And I've sung the song maybe thousands of times at this point, and I still get nervous. It's part of life. It's okay. Do it afraid, like big deal. You know what I mean? Take a breath. Just breathe, relax. God's got you, and just do it anyway, you know?
So are you nervous through the whole thing or just in the beginning? I was just curious.
Just at the very beginning. Like beginning, and that particular song, I get nervous sometimes because of the words. Because you can't mess those words up. If you mess up words of another song, you can make stuff up. You can't make stuff up in the middle of the national anthem, and you can't fix it. You got to keep going.
Do you know, I have to tell you this. My dad is a pastor. I was a preacher's kid. He's retired since then, but he sang as a pastor. He sang the Lord's Prayer at my aunt's wedding, and he forgot the words. Is that not terrible? It was so funny.
So one time I was singing the national anthem and I did get lost. And it was after that point that I used to never get nervous about it. But after that happened, I went, oh my gosh, I'm running it constantly in my mind because that was so embarrassing. But at the end of the day, big deal. I've come to a point now where it's like, I'm trying. I shouldn't say I've come to the point. I'm working on big deal. We don't have to be perfect. Just be real. Do the best we can. Nobody's expecting perfection. I have a little bit too high of a expectation of perfection of myself. So
yes. And when you're editing, a little. Sometimes you don't realize what you say. When I go back to edit to just clean up a few things, like I was just editing last night till 8 o'clock and my son was studying for a test. And I thought my husband's gone. I'm going to knock out a show and edit it. And I realized that something I had said was supposed to be 70 years was 50, or it was supposed to be, 70 years. And I said it was 50 years ago. And then she later corrected and said it was 70. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's going to, how that's going to turn out. But I thought, you know what? It's fine. I mean, you're just doing your best. And again, you're giving it to the Lord and asking him to multiply.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's so funny you say that, because I had Clay on earlier and we were talking, you all know Harari and Schwab. Yeah,
of course.
And he's showing me, and I know who those guys are. Like, I totally know. And I went back to say, oh my gosh, when I think I said Harari said such and such, I said Schwab, but it was the other one. Oh. And I realized it as I'm saying it. I'm like, whatever. I don't even care. Who cares? I knew what they were. I got tongue tied. Big deal. Like, you know, you just get over it.
Most people would probably never even catch it. And I think that's another thing. Moms and women, I mean, we can be some of our own worst critics. And I think that can be paralyzing and can thwart us from doing what God's called us to do because, you know, we're not good enough. We're not prepared. Mm-hmm. We make mistakes, whatever. And, you know, God just doesn't care. I mean, that, and really you're giving him the glory by letting him anoint what you're doing. And when you look at some of the people that God has anointed and elevated on these humble platforms, it's just astounding. And I just think it's so cool because it's encouraging to other moms, other women, and other Americans and humanity that all you have to do is say yes to God and then he'll do the rest.
Oh, I love that. That's so fantastic. Such a great, great way to end. Is there anything else you want to share with everybody before we're finished?
I just want to say thank you for listening. I think your guests are probably some of the smartest guests alive because you have such a unique platform. I just love what you do. And I love that you said yes to the Lord. And it's so unique and creative with all of your acting and singing and all of that, how it's woven into your podcast as well.
It's so crazy, I feel like.
Oh, it is. But you know, I love that, you know, folks follow you because of that. And I love that. And I just think they're smart because they follow you. And I would be honored if they follow me. I mean, I just think it's such a humble position to be in, and such a blessing when they choose to put in their information and watch your show or my show. I mean, just what a blessing that is. So that's what we're trying to do, is build the Rumble Moms on a Mission platform and have folks follow us as they follow you too. It's such a blessing.
Awesome. Well, that's what I want everybody who's watching, all of those of you that follow my channel, go over and follow Moms on a Mission. Like, as I said at the beginning, this to me, this is part of the heart. Probably the hardest part of doing this is asking people to subscribe. That is like, I hate that. I feel like a salesperson every time. Right. I don't like it. I don't like to, whatever. But it's
like, well, maybe if you want to, it's okay. If you don't, it's okay. But it's like, actually, I need you to, please.
But like, we need you to, because what we're doing, like, I don't think people fully comprehend this always. We're doing this free. I mean, we are. Yes, we have affiliates, and we hope, like, my affiliates that I bring in, there are things that I use that I like. That's the only reason. Right. I don't promote anything if I don't use it myself.
That's right.
And if somebody doesn't want to get it, fine. If I like something, I want to tell people about it. That's all. So at the end of the day, we don't get paid. Like, Rumble doesn't pay you unless you've got, you know, billions of followers. You don't get paid to do this stuff. And so when you subscribe, when you give a thumbs up, it's literally like a payment. It's like, that's so helpful. It makes us, it makes what we do feel good. So all that to say, that's why we ask you to do it. And at the end, it actually does matter because it helps with the algorithms. Like, it's just the way it is. The more followers you have, the more they're going to show your content. And then that's going to help somebody. Maybe it's going to give somebody encouragement. It's going to give truth. It's going to bring joy. It's going to bring laughter. Whatever it's going to do, that's why we're doing this. So that's why we ask y'all to follow. So all of you go follow Miriam at Moms.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to be here. Hang tight. I'm just going to finish things up. Y'all, thank you so much again for joining us. As always, I'm grateful to you. Please share this with 5 of your friends, okay? Especially this show. If you've got a girlfriend who, you know, is like, you can tell that they've got something going on and they want to do something and they don't know what to do, send them this. We need to encourage each other, all right? We're so grateful to you. You can find us Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The shows always go live at 4:14 Central in the afternoon. That is for Esther 4:14, as you can see, because I have them all over the place in my office. But I think that's it. Thank you. Go check out the free video series at iwantmyhealthback.com/Tanya Joy also. All right. Thanks so much. Until next time. Bye for now.
Can a shake transform your life?
Well, if it helps you invest in your health on a daily basis, the answer is
yes.
Consistency is key, and there's not a better, simpler way to begin your change.
That's why we offer a bunch of helpful bonuses when you subscribe to Kingdom Fuel.
Kingdom Fuel is our complete nutritional meal shake.
It's the simple start to a transformed life.
We'll auto ship every month so you don't run out.
You'll receive 2 free shaker cups, free access to our video courses, and a monthly call with us filled with practical inspiration.
Just see the link below or on your screen and subscribe today.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and remember, you were created for such a time as this.